This is the summary of the most relevant information of Querétaro, Mexico and the world for our English-speaking audience. Maritero Villafuerte, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Luis. Good afternoon, Javiera. Hello. Hello, Querétaro. Today is August. It is a Wednesday. It is a 15th, August the 15th of 2012, 1:26 time for the news in English. And according to international press, immigration authorities are bracing for the deluge of applications that will arrive today, the first day when more than 1.2 million young illegal immigrants who were brought to America as children can seek to legally stay and work in the country under a policy change by President Barack Obama. Even before the first request is filed, critics and advocates alike are warning of potential budget shortfalls and the logjam of paperwork that could mar the initiative, delay processing, and facilitate the fraud. President Felipe Calderón said on Tuesday that his administration provided the necessary infrastructure for 130 million Mexicans to have access to electricity in their homes. During a celebration for the 70th anniversary of the Federal Electricity Commission, the president said that this figure represents a 4% increase in 6 years, bringing the electricity coverage up to 98% throughout the country. He said that the Light for Mexico program promoted electricity in countries that had population of over 100 people, adding that electricity generates economic productivity and creates more development opportunities. Because of its work and achievements in promotion strategies, market diversification, advertising campaigns, and relationships with key international travel agents, the Mexican Tourist Promotional Council has been recognized by luxury travel provider Virtuoso as being the best institution in tourist promotion. The Baja California Public Security Secretariat is helping the state deal with the recent spike in emergency calls brought on by heat wave in Baja California. The Secretariat stated that it is also helping people relocate to emergency shelters in the area. Daniel de la Rosa Naya, State Public Security Secretary, said that the Secretariat is currently conducting a campaign to encourage the people to call 066, Mexico's emergency hotline, if they experience heat wave related problems. Citizens may call the number toll-free from either landline or mobile phones. And for today's weather forecast in Querétaro City, maximum temperature is 25 degrees Celsius, minimum 14 degrees. However, we do expect some thunderstorms and showers for this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Remind us the Facebook page, please.
Of course, go on Facebook, look for Hello, my name is Querétaro, like this page, comment on these news, and of course, practice your English. Esta sección